This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour, MIT unions rally behind interim Vice Chancellor Professor Rashiela Songa, and a teachers union in KwaZulu-Natal has called for the 71 billion rand budget allocated to the KZN Education Department to be used wisely. The time is 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. Mangosuthu University of Technology's interim vice chancellor and principal, Professor Rashiela Songa, has received strong backing from labor unions following her recent appointment. Both the National Education, Health and Allied Workers Union and the Tertiary Education Network of South Africa have welcomed the leadership transition and pledged their support. Nehao says the appointment comes at a crucial time for the university and has called for unity, transparency and a focus on academic success to help stabilize the institution. Meanwhile, Tenusa has urged the new interim vice-chancellor to ensure inclusive engagement with all labor unions, warning that equal consultation is key to maintaining trust within the university community. Student leadership and the MUT convocation have also welcomed Professor Songa, expressing hope that her leadership will help restore stability and strengthen the university's future. And then in other news, the South African Democratic Teachers Union in KZN says the funds needed to need to be carefully managed to tackle challenges such as textbook shortages and safety concerns in schools across the province. Yesterday, Finance MEC Fansoy Rogers outlined how KZN's 168 billion rand budget for the 2026-2027 financial year will be allocated across government departments. During his presentation at the KZN Legislature, the MEC announced that education will receive the biggest share of 71 billion rands, up from last year's 66.7 billion rands. SATO in KZN has welcomed the allocation but highlighted ongoing challenges in schools since the start of the academic year. Spokesperson Noma Rashia Kaluza says learners and teachers need to benefit directly from the budget.
As we speak, schools do not have textbooks because they were not given permission to order those textbooks. So it tells you that already, as we are now in the third month of the school academic year, there are those learners that have to share a textbook. Schools have not received their basic allocation, financial allocation. Our schools must be safe havens for teaching and learning to happen. We know that the majority of our schools do not have security personnel. And even those resources, that limited resources, they get stolen when there's burglary and all of that.
And finally, kuphelile ukuqagela ngokuthi izoba khona yini isizini yesibili yomdlalo amalanga wafani okuwumdlalo okhonjiswa ku-SABC 1 phakathi ney'nsuku ngo-6 ntambama. Lokhu kulandela indaba ezike zavela kuthi lo mdlalo uyaphela njengoba inkontileka entsha ibingavuseleliwe phakathi kwe-SABC nenkampani yokuqophayo i-Stained Glass. Kodwa ngolwesihlanu i-SABC simemezele iy'ndaba zokuthi isizini yalo mdlalo yesibili yeza futhi iqukethe okungakaze kubonakale kuyo, kuhlanganisa nabalingisi abasha. Isizini-ke entsha izoqala ngo-May 2025, kanti uPepsi Pokane ongumphathi wenkampani i-Stained Glass uveze ukuthi khona iy'nguquko ey'nqala eziza nalo mdlalo kwisizini entsha abantu abaningi abakade bengayilindele.
Mbukeni kahle wewomnati, yeyinja lo mfana, uyinja wena, ungizwa kahle ukuthi ngithini?
Ukhokhela ngesonto elizayo.
It needs no credit.
Uma ndlela uyahamba, ungizobe ngihlele ngedwa, ungabi late, yes?
Ninosabelo sidedekile masi azizenze.
Usuyasebenza mfana, uyaqala nje kusasa lokhu kusayo.
Dayisa ama-veggie, ngizama ukwenza imali ayingeni.
Uma wakho wangcwatshwa ngesikisile lutho, oyiwinid imali engango 20 million.
Catch Amalanga Wafani weekdays at 6:30 p.m. only on SABC 1.
Now to recap your top story at this hour, MIT unions rally behind interim vice-chancellor Professor Rashiela Songa. This is all for myself at this hour. Do catch your next news headlines at 3:30 for your MIT Radio News. I'm Amahle Mncwango.
This is an MIT Radio podcast.